Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for May 2nd, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Slipknot announced the Here Comes the Pain 25th Anniversary Tour, heading to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts on Thursday, August 15th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. The lineup features Slipknot, Knocked Loose, and Orbit Culture. Live Nation have announced they brought back their limited-time $25 ticket deal for over 5,000 concerts in 2024. Celebrating their 10th year of their Concert Week, a week-long special where tickets for some of the biggest concerts across North America are only $25. That includes fees as part of Live Nation's all-in pricing. The special only lasts for a week. Tickets including Korn, Iron Maiden, Megadeth, Five Finger Death Punch, Blink-182, Limp Bizkit, Rob Zombie, Stained with Breaking Benjamin, Hailstorm with I Prevail, Stone Temple Pilots, and others are among the artists you can see for just $25. The offer runs May 8th at 10 a.m. Eastern through May 14th at midnight. In a new interview, Judas Priest bassist Ian Hill was asked what piece of advice he would give to himself if he could go back in time 50 years. Saying, quote, back then, you just hope you're going to make it and hope to be in the world and get popular. You don't ever believe it until it happens, so you just keep on. It's really just patience and persistence more than anything. He continued to say, we had a lot of stuff thrown at us over the years. People have been trying to kill heavy metal now for about 35 to 40 years. So it's been a bit of a struggle against the establishment. But we've always sort of managed to survive and come through it. Mushroom Head have announced they'll embark on a U.S. tour in October. Joining them on the tour, Upon a Burning Body, There Is No Us, and Mind Incision. That includes two dates in New England, at Wally's in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire on October 5th, and at the Palladium in Worcester, Massachusetts on October 6th. Max and Igor Cavalera from Sepultura have announced a re-recording of the legendary album Schizophrenia, set for release on June 21st. Marking the third re-recorded Sepultura album from the Cavalera brothers, following new versions of their earliest works, Morbid Visions and Bestial Devastation. Schizophrenia was originally released back in 1987. The official Gilby Clark Reverb Shop is now open for business. Guitars and other gear that Gilby Clark used over the course of his long career are up for sale. Gear that was used in the studio and on tour with Guns N' Roses, Heart, and more can be found on the site. Vince Neil from Motley Crue said it, quote, would be pretty cool for the crew to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Despite the fact that Motley Crue have been eligible for induction since 2006, and that Iron Maiden have been eligible but not recognized, and Guns N' Roses was inducted the first year of their eligibility. Vince Neil said, we'll probably be dead when they induct us. Tommy Lee saying, it's weird. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, that would be so fucking rad. And it's a weird double-edged thing because at one point it was like, whoa, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then over the years, there have been a bunch of people getting inducted that, I don't know, sometimes you're like, how is that possible? Saying, quote, but if the fans think it's cool, then it's cool. ELO keyboardist Richard Tandy has passed away at the age of 76. Band leader Jeff Lynne confirmed the news in a brief statement, paying tribute to his musical partner, saying, quote, it is with great sadness that I share the news of the passing of my longtime collaborator and dear friend Richard Tandy. He was a remarkable musician and a friend, and I'll cherish the lifetime of memories that we had together, sending all my love to Sheila and the Tandy family. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 204, featuring Sunny Sandoval from POD, is available now. And check out the two bonus episodes, Nikki Six from Motley Crue and the guys in Seether.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.